Well, hello, young, loyal listeners. Welcome back to another incredibly fun week of the Big Kid Quiz with me, Cassie Delaney. No doubt you've been here from the start, so you should know how this works. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We've got six rounds with five questions in each. Every correct answer earns you a point. Wrong answers are learning moments, and the budget doesn't stretch to prizes. After every two rounds, I'll take a pause to give you your answers so you can keep track of your score as you go. You can play on your own, with your friends, or a talking parrot. I'm going to go easy on you today. When you have your pen and paper, we're ready to begin. Round one, Nullig. Number one, in which country did the tradition of the Christmas tree start? Number two, what plant is traditionally kissed under during Christmas time? Number three, in the song Jingle Bells, what kind of sleigh is sung about? Number four, what is usually placed on top of a Christmas tree? And number five, in the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what did the other reindeer never let Rudolph join in? What happened to the boy who kept eating Christmas decorations? He got tinselitis. Okay, here are the Nullig questions again. Number one, in which country did the tradition of the Christmas tree begin? Number two, what plant is traditionally kissed under during Christmas time? Number three, in the song Jingle Bells, what kind of sleigh is sung about? Number four, what is traditionally placed on top of a Christmas tree? And number five, in the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what did the other reindeer never let Rudolph join in? Round two, Holidays of the World. Number one, which holiday involves people fasting from sunrise to sunset? Number two, which holiday celebrates Jesus' resurrection? Number three, when do Americans celebrate Independence Day? Number four, what is Diwali? Mm-hmm. And number five, what holiday involves exchanging red envelopes? What is the difference between a reindeer and a knight in shining armor? One is slaying a dragon and the other is dragging a sleigh. Okay, here are the holidays of the world questions again. Number one, which holiday involves people fasting from sunrise to sunset? Number two, which holiday celebrates Jesus' resurrection? Number three, when do Americans celebrate Independence Day? Number four, what is Diwali? And number five, what holiday involves exchanging red envelopes? Okay, let's take a break there to correct rounds one and rounds two. Round one, Nullig. Number one, in which country did the tradition of the Christmas tree begin? The answer is Germany. Number two, what plant is traditionally kissed under during Christmas time? It's mistletoe. Number three, in the song Jingle Bells, what kind of sleigh is sung about? It's a one-horse open sleigh. Number four, what is traditionally placed on top of a Christmas tree? The answer is a star or an angel. Number five, the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What did the other reindeer never let Rudolph join in? The answer is reindeer games. And round two, holidays of the world. Number one, which holiday involves people fasting from sunrise to sunset? The answer is Ramadan. Number two, which holiday celebrates Jesus' resurrection? It's Easter. Number three, when do Americans celebrate Independence Day? The answer is July 4th. Number four, what is Diwali? It's the Hindu Festival of Lights. And number five, what holiday involves exchanging red envelopes? The answer is Chinese New Year. Okay, round three, colours. Number one, what colour is a ruby? Number two, how many colours are in a rainbow? Number three, what colour is a giraffe's tongue? Number four, which of the following is a primary colour? Is it green or blue? And number five, what you call the coloured part of the eye? Hey, why do oranges wear suntan lotion? Because they peel. And here are the colours questions again. Number one, what colour is a ruby? Number two, how many colours are in a rainbow? Number three, what colour is a giraffe's tongue? Number 4, which of the following is a primary colour? Is it green or blue? And number 5, what is the coloured part of an eye called? Round 4, general knowledge. Number 1, what is the name of the molten rock that erupts from a volcano? Number 2, what you get when you divide any number by 0? Number 3, who wrote Romeo and Juliet? Number 4, what is the capital of Japan? And number 5, how many bones are in the human body? Hey, what colour socks do bears wear? They don't wear socks, they have bear feet. And here are the round 4 questions again. Number 1, what is the name of the molten rock that erupts from a volcano? Number 2, what you get when you divide any number by 0? Number 3, who wrote Romeo and Juliet? Number 4, what is the capital of Japan? And number 5, how many bones are in the human body? Okay, let's take a break there to correct rounds 3 and rounds 4. Round 3, colours. Number 1, what colour is a ruby? The answer is red. Number 2, how many colours are in a rainbow? It's 7. Number 3, what colour is giraffe's tongue? The answer is purple. Number 4, which of the following is a primary colour? Is it green or blue? The answer is blue. And number 5, what is the coloured part of an eye called? The answer is the iris. Round 4, general knowledge. Number 1, what is the name of the molten rock that erupts from a volcano? The answer is lava. Number 2, what do you get when you divide any number by 0? The answer is 0. Number 3, who wrote Romeo and Juliet? Shakespeare. Number 4, what is the capital of Japan? The answer is Tokyo. And number 5, how many bones are in the human body? It's 206. Okay, into round 5, movies. Number 1. In the movie Brave, what animal does Merida's mom turn into? Number 2, which one of these is not a dwarf from the movie Snow White? Happy, bashful, or giddy? Number three, who is the villain in The Little Mermaid? Number four, what type of animal is Nemo from Finding Nemo? And number five, which movie features a talking donkey named Donkey? What do you call a country with only pink cars? A pink carnation. Okay, here are the movie questions again. Number one, in the movie Brave, what animal does Merida's mom turn into? Number two, which of these is not a dwarf from the movie Snow White? Happy, bashful, or giddy? Number three, who is the villain in The Little Mermaid? Number four, what animal is Nemo from Finding Nemo? And number five, which movie features a talking donkey named Donkey? And now for our final round, round six, history. Number one, what did the Romans use aqueducts for? Number two, what famous London address has been the home of the British Prime Minister since the 1730s? Number three, which ocean liner sank on her maiden voyage in 1912? Number four, how many wives did Henry VIII have? And number five, what title was given to rulers of ancient Egypt? Hey, why were the early days of history called the Dark Ages? Because there were so many knights. And here are our history questions one more time. Number one, what did the Romans use aqueducts for? Number two, what famous London address has been the home of the British Prime Minister since the 1730s? Number three, what ocean liner sank on her maiden voyage in 1912? Number four, how many wives did Henry VIII have? And number five, what was the title given to the ancient Egyptian rulers? Okay, and now it's time to correct our final two rounds and tally up your score. Round five, our film round. Number one, in the movie Brave, what animal does Merida's mom turn into? The answer is a bear. Number two, which of these is not a dwarf in the movie Snow White? Is it Happy, Bashful or Giddy? The answer is Giddy. Number three, who is the villain in The Little Mermaid? It's Ursula. Number four, what animal is Nemo? He's a clownfish. And number five, what movie features a talking donkey named Donkey? The answer is Shrek. And our history round. Number one, what did the Romans use aqueducts for? The answer is transporting water. Number two, what famous London address has been the home of the British Prime Minister since the 1730s? 10 Downing Street. Number three, which ocean liner sank on her maiden voyage in 1912? The answer is the Titanic. Number four, how many wives did Henry VIII have? It's six. And number five, what title was given to the rulers of ancient Egypt? Pharaoh. And that is all for this week, folks. Add up your score and try and beat it again next week. I'll be back then. More jokes, more questions, lots more fun. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.